Chapter 3. I got to my office on campus at around 6 a.m. on Thursday. I knew Rosemae Lolly would be back, and I didn't want to be home when she turned up. I would have to lie to her, and I wasn't ready. I wasn't even sure I remembered how. I passed the morning grading papers and fretting. My office was a windowless cube I shared with two other PhD candidates, but this early in the day I had it all to myself. I called Burr twice at home, but he didn't pick up. At 9, I tried his direct line at work, but landed in voicemail. I had been born and mostly raised in the South, so I ought to have been able to find a way to reach him. Southern girls are trained from birth up that the way to a man's heart is never through the front door. They may leave a basket of cookies there, and while he's busy picking them up, they're squirming in through a back window. My cousin Clarice would have had him on his knees by now trying to peel her a grape. But somehow, I missed those classes in girls' school, or I didn't get the gene. I had to leave for my Joyce seminar, but as soon as I got back to my office, I tried to get Burr on his cell. More voicemail. I gave up on talking to him directly and decided to call his mama. I met Burr's mother long before I met him. He was living 11 hours away in Ithaca when I moved up north. I didn't know a soul, having picked Chicago because it was the farthest place from Posset that had offered me a full scholarship. I really don't recommend moving from rural Alabama to a major Yankee city in one great bounding leap. It's like picking up a prairie dog and dropping him into the Pacific. Welcome to your new environment. I had nothing in common with my fellow students. They were interested in getting fake IDs and laid. I was interested in a 4.0 GPA and a job. And it wasn't only that I didn't make friends. Everything was so...